Trinity United Church, 1849, on Pine Street was the oldest church in Thorold continually used for worship, before dwindling membership and an aging congregation made it necessary for the church to be sold. When it is no longer feasible for a building of such significance to fulfill its original role, there are immediate worries and questions of what will happen to it. In the case of Trinity United, rumors have circulated, from demolition to the church being turned into a homeless shelter, but neither are true. The church was bought last year by two nonprofit organizations who are in the process of merging into one. Mainstream Services from St. Catharines and Gateway Residential and Community Support Services, based in Welland, are registered charities dedicated to supporting individuals in our community through various programs and nonprofit housing solutions. They are currently renovating the modern addition to the back of the church to use as their offices, as well as a space to run their programs in. The historic church itself will be maintained as a community resource. Executive Director of both organizations, Margaret Beaupre, as well as Dave Coppolin, Secretary for the Board of Directors at Mainstream Services, have emphasized their commitment to the preservation of this architectural landmark in our historic downtown, not just because the church is designated under the Heritage Act, but because preservation is part of their mandate. Trinity might no longer be part of the United Church, but it will continue to unite the community under its historic roof as it was designed to do. Obviously, Heritage Thorold is more than just pleased with this turn of events. We are very much in favor of adaptive reuse of historic buildings, be they public, commercial, or institutional. Housing, commercial complexes, recreational facilities, restaurants, hotels, and more are all acceptable and desirable options for buildings that have outlived their original use. These structures are too precious to no longer have a purpose. They embody enormous amounts of carbon and energy which would be unconscionable to waste. They lend character and vibrancy to our city, and preserving the best in period architectural design and craftsmanship is vital in retaining at least a small portion of our ancestors' skills. For a designated structure to be preserved and reused in a way so close to its original intent, the benefit of the community and a space for the community to gather, is a boon that is unexpected and doubly appreciated. Perhaps this pivotal development can demonstrate to some of our other institutions owning historic properties that heritage designation is not just a means to preserve a historic building, but also serves as a reminder of what that building stands for, as well as the people and ideas who gave it such significance. Heritage is a non-renewable resource. When it is gone, it's gone. Pine Street and Thorold are fortunate that Trinity's handsome stone tower and nave are staying where they are, while continuing the spirit in which they were built. Anna O'Hare is the chair of the Heritage Thorold LACAC Committee.